Well, health staff continue to fear that care for critical patients is being compromised by staff shortages as the Omicron outbreak complicates the delivery of services. More than 73,000 cases were detected across the country in the last reporting period, and 5,000 people are receiving care in hospital settings. The aim is to keep deaths low, but rising hospital case numbers and a precarious balance between patient and healthcare worker numbers are making that difficult. Almost 2 years into the pandemic, some state leaders are turning their attention to the unvaccinated. Dale Drinkwater has this report.
Let's be honest. Nurses probably don't do their jobs for the money, the fame, or the steady hours. There are some perks, though, bringing new life into the world and keeping those on the brink alive. But when the level of care is looking compromised, it can be hard to stay upbeat.
I've got to be honest and say it's hurting us that we can't deliver the standard that we like to do.
Michelle Rosentreter is a senior intensive care nurse in a Sydney hospital. She's also a sub-branch president at the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association and has personally felt the crippling physical and mental effects of COVID-19. Now she's watching it happen to her colleagues.
Our managers are almost nauseated every day having to send out that call for, we need another nurse, we need another nurse.
Michelle is witnessing nurses do 20-hour shifts. And when a shift can't be filled, that means there isn't a nurse available at all times in an ICU ward.
So you're looking at delays in care, personal cares, personal hygiene, sometimes delays in medication to get another nurse to check a drug that requires a witness if you can't get the nurse because they're too busy in their own room.
More than 400 people with COVID are in intensive care wards around Australia today, and 5,000 people have been admitted to hospitals. 31 people have died in the last reporting period. Most of those, 17, are in New South Wales. The Omicron outbreak is taking a toll on Western Sydney lung specialist Dr. Lucy Morgan.
I was in the hospital till about 1 o'clock this morning, and about every hour between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. I got another call about another patient sick enough to be admitted to my hospital with COVID illness.
Speaking alongside the state's top political and health leaders, Dr. Morgan had a key message.
Omicron, as a variant of the COVID-19 virus, has the potential to cause very severe illness, just like Delta.
The New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard's message was a little more targeted.
Can I just say to those people who have chosen not to get vaccinated, it's time to give a damn about someone other than yourself. Give a damn about your community, your family, and most particularly the health staff across New South Wales who you expect to be looking after you if and when you end up in our hospital system.
Queensland had a different way of delivering its point after recording more than 15,000 new cases. Here's Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. John Gerard.
If you are unvaccinated in Queensland, you are 9 times more likely to end up in hospital than someone who is triple vaxxed.
But it's not all bad news. Cases in the hard-hit Gold Coast, where there are reports people held parties to deliberately get infected, are expected to peak in the next week. South Australia too is predicting a peak in the coming days. It comes as that state celebrates record vaccination figures, with 138,000 administered in 1 week. Here's South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall.
We're about in equilibrium. In fact, over the last 2 days, we've had more people recovered than infected in South Australia.
Victoria is also expecting to see new cases drop as soon as next month, after recording more than 22,000 new infections in the last 24 hours. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has offered a beacon of hope for those in New South Wales and the ACT, suggesting there are signs they too might have reached their highest cases in the Omicron outbreak.
Dale Drinkwater with that report.